Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Phuthego Umojapele is an aviation analyst. Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks so much. How about yourself?
I am well, thank you. What on earth is going on at SAA?
Well, it would seem like the unions are just not happy with the current structure that SAA has put in place, especially from the management structure as well as the benefits and the salary structures. It would seem to me that they negotiated the deal with the management in bad faith, because clearly this should have been ventilated on the forums that were created during the BRP process, because these things were negotiated. It is not something that just came from nowhere. They were negotiated, and I think they negotiated this in a bad faith. And for them today to want to suggest that they are not happy with the structure, their behavior is very much questionable.
So they must, in other words, they must have known what they were going to be presented with, and what the new status quo was, not the new status quo, what the new environment was going to look like, what the working conditions were going to be. They have to have known this. Is that what you're saying?
I'm exactly that. I'm saying that. And for me, here's the issue for me. When you engage a labor engaged with management on the restructuring of any institution, any company, there are things that are not going to be favorable for everybody. And we all know that. Companies do go through the stages where not everybody is going to be happy about everything. That is why you have a forum where you are going to have labor and management that would represent what the employees would want to achieve at the end of the day, and what the company is trying to achieve at the end of the day. Now, what NUMSA and SACA, because, by the way, there's only two unions here. It's not all the unions, by the way. There's other unions that are not on strike, that are not aligned to these things that are currently unfolding at SAA. So for me, they knew about this whole thing. They were told, they understood, they have signed for it. Why didn't they raise these issues when the forum was still open? Mm. At the moment, the airline has started. They are battling with the credibility now. The confidence on the market, it is something that they need to work on. And the strike is now coming. That can be good for any business.
Is there any... Does common sense never prevail? It's obvious to most people, as you've just said, that there is a credibility problem, that anybody thinking of booking airline tickets with SAA ahead of December, ahead of the holidays, is going to say, okay, is the airline definitely going to be flying? They're looking at the whole financial concerns, and then you add a strike, a looming strike, and you think, okay, that's just it. I might as well go with another airline.
That's exactly what I'm saying. SAA... and the unions, they really needed to be, that's why I'm saying, the union negotiated these things in a bad faith, to be honest with you, because they were told about this thing. SAA, when they restart, I'm just going to take you a bit of a step back.
Yeah,
they started,
right.
They said they're going to run a weekly services to Maputo as well as Kinshasa. Now, when you go and look at how they have trimmed that schedule that was proposed in the beginning, you would tell that there's absolutely no numbers. There is no numbers. That's why they have trimmed down the schedule down, because firstly, the confidence on the customers is not there. People don't really seem to be trusting what SAA is doing. And therefore, what should have been happening around the staff and everybody, it should have been, how do we then bring back the customers that were lost? And how do we then sustain the little 700 jobs that have been created? Because there's only 700 jobs that are there now out of all the 4,500. There's only 700. Now, on that 700, how do we then sustain the 700 as unions? as management, as everybody, how do we then go back to the customers and say, look, we are the airline that you trusted for many years. Now we want to come back to you and say, you know, the love that was lost, it's back here. We are requesting it back so that we can continue to build the brand that has been there. But what they are now doing is now to literally put the last nail on the coffin to say, we don't want this thing to continue. And that's exactly what we're heading to. And I'm telling you now, this is going to be a problem for them to get back the customers. If unions are going to behave like this, I can tell you there's not going to be SAA going forward. Even if Takato can come with a brilliant idea, but this kind of behavior of unions wanting to grab as much as they can, it can't sustain any business anywhere in the world.
What I'm fascinated by is I'm seeing the same thing when I speak to business owners and I speak to same thing people around this NUMSA strike. The workers are in a position where they're saying they can't believe they're being forced to strike. You know, the conditions and the increases weren't acceptable, and no one's arguing that. But at the same time, people can't afford not to work. So I think we might be heading to a situation where the unions might be, and I'm hoping that they will be, maybe disciplined by the workers themselves for saying, you know, it's all very well as union representatives or as union officials, you guys are getting paid. You encourage us to go out on strike. We don't get paid for the time that we're not working. It's going to take us years of increases to make up the time that we've missed anyway. Do you think that we will start to see something like this?
I think we are heading towards that. I spoke to a number of people at SAA that said to me, listen, we're not aligning ourselves to this thing. This thing has been forced to our throat, and we don't really want to be part of this thing. But because we have subscribed, we are paying our membership, and is our voice at the end of the day, but it is not a legitimate voice coming from the people. I think these unions are just really being greedy, and they just don't have the interest of the workers at heart. It is purely up to them to try and push things to their own directions rather than employees. People have not been working for more than for almost 2 years without earning a salary. Now you are starting a new airline. You are getting a bit of a salary now starting to come in, and life is starting to go on. Here is the unit. What's going to happen is that you're going to see people walking away from the union, much as they did with the SAPA just before they signed. Many of the pilots walked out of SAPA because SAPA was holding on issues that were not achievable by anybody. And that's exactly what's going to happen here. We're going to see many members of the unions walking away and trying to be independent as much as they can. And we are not going to see them continue with the unions because it's just not on. We all want the airline and the industry to survive. But with this kind of behavior, it is just unheard of.